A lot of the weird things we did in Catholic school didn't seem that weird at the time. I guess it was because I didn't know anything else. I thought everyone had nuns for teachers. I thought everyone started their school day by going to church. I thought everyone went to Catholic school. I thought everyone helped babies in Africa and all around the world. As I grew older, I realized that not everyone went to Catholic school. Not everyone was taught by nuns. Not everyone started their school day by going to church. And it is almost impossible to explain the whole helping babies in Africa business. But here's what happened. One day, our third grade teacher, Sister Mary Catherine, showed us pictures of tiny babies from all around the world who needed our help.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute!
Why is she showing us this?
She explained that they were not Catholic like us. But the good news was that if we raised enough pennies, nickels, and dimes, we could sponsor one of these babies. Somehow they would be changed into Catholic babies and could eat and not go to hell or something. We were a little fuzzy on the details, because the only part of this we heard was the coolest part.
Whichever group brings in the most money, boys and girls will get to name a baby.
Us third grade boys decided that this would be the best thing ever. We would get to name a baby. We instantly became insane money-raising missionaries. By the end of the month, we had begged, borrowed, and stolen enough pennies, nickels, and dimes to sponsor not one, but two babies. We dropped the money on Sister Mary Catherine's desk. She was impressed, or maybe just stunned.
My, my, good work, boys. Let's write down the names of your two babies. The names of your apostles, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, are very nice.
Nah, we've already decided on our names. We're going to name our babies Alkaline and Bill Freehan.
But those aren't apostles.
Heck no. They're the best Detroit Tigers ever. Freehan will definitely hit 300 this year, and Kaline is going to hit 30 homers for sure.
This was definitely true.
Well, Matthew and Mark will be fine names.
And then, in thick black marker, under the pictures of two babies, she wrote Matthew and Mark. It was like Billy had never said anything. Like none of us boys were even there.
But?
You may sit down.
But?
In your seat, Mr. Wright.
And that was that. As usual with the nuns, there was no discussion. We were stunned. After that, most of the boys never bothered to collect any money to sponsor the babies.
What was the point?
So every month, the girls went. And every month, the teacher's pet girls got to name the baby. Somewhere in Africa today, there are a bunch of guys named Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and there are even more girls named Mary Ann, Mary Elizabeth, and Mary Catherine.
There should be two guys with the coolest names ever, but we got robbed.